I don't know about dinosaurs, but a tortoise? Neil Haverson? A tortoise? Surely not. What is that all about, Neil?
They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just too long in the tooth.
I've decided I should chill out more. Okay, I know I'm retired. I've shed the strains and stresses of work, the daily commute, deadlines and the like. But it seems you trade one set of worries for another. Domestic problems such as a plumbing issue I would take in my stride when at work because I had so much else to contend with. Without the work pressures, the leaky pipe becomes a focus and I get wound up until I've dealt with it. So I'm going to relax more. I need to tell Mrs. H that, when she has a mission for me, I will carry it out, but at a pace that doesn't set the pulse racing. There's to be no more tension in the shoulders. Mrs. H should welcome this. She's always on at me to put your shoulders back. You look like a tortoise. I'm practicing making my whole body relax. I was stretched out in the hygienist chair recently. As he gouged away at my plaque, my body was rigid with tension. I wasn't feeling any pain. But like us all at the dentist, the anticipation of a nerve being touched had caused me to lie there as if rigor mortis had set in. I relaxed my muscles. I felt the tension draining from my body. So much so I had to be reminded to open wide as my jaws relaxed. But how do I plumb this new philosophy into my daily life? I could try yoga. Mrs. H has yoga DVDs, and I have joined her in doing gentle exercises. The ageing joints won't permit me to assume the lotus position, and I don't think sitting cross-legged chanting Om would really do it for me. I do shut myself away sometimes and stream some restful background music. I have a couple of favourites. There's Healing Harp and Jazz for Contemplation, both of which can induce heavy eyelids. Until Mrs. H bursts in with, "It's raining, help me get the washing in!" It has been difficult to unwind recently. Shady Pines has broadened its brief from the retirement home to assuming the additional role of halfway house. While moving from Nottingham and buying a house in Norfolk, son, daughter-in-law and three-year-old granddaughter have set us camp with us. In addition, they have brought their insane dog, a Labrador Springer Cross. As a result, we're either on red alert or suffering from sheer exhaustion. The residence lounge has become a playroom with toys everywhere, plus books and an artwork collection from many happy hours of craning and creative scribbling. Even if we do get time to sit back and reflect, our reverie is often interrupted by a snuffling wet nose in my face. When we return to our pensioner's paradise, I must implement my chill-out plan. Mrs. H is a great one for lists. They multiply like rabbits on steroids. Many contain reminders for her to do things, but there are several tasks with my name against them. I should produce my own list, including time for self-pastoral care. I'll present it to Mrs. H with available slots for anything she would like me to do. But that's bound to cause conflict. I can see my chill time being usurped by critical jobs such as washing up. That would create tension, my head would sink into my shoulders, and out would come the hurtful tortoise comments. Perhaps I should allocate time to work on my posture. Mrs. H says, "You look longer when you're younger when you're more upright." Well, I'm all for that. Mind you, I like to think that a slight stoop does convey just how much of the weight of Shady Pines I carry on my shoulders.
Watch out, run down, too old to save, 1 foot in the grave.
Well, now we know. And good luck with all that chilling out, Neil. I'm sure it will do the power of good, so long as you don't forget to write your last word for the next edition of Let's Talk.